Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wagwan, guys, and welcome back to another episode of Get the Belt Podcast, and I am your host, Miles. What is good, guys? What is good? How you doing? It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a podcast to listen to. Oh. What is good, guys? So, welcome back to another episode of Get the Belt. You know, lots has happened. It's been my birthday. He's now 29 years old. Years young. You know, just out in these streets doing nice things, trying to do some nice things. You know, we celebrated it nicely, legally, kind of, sort of. It was cute. If you know what happened, you know what happened. I was made to feel great by many people. I would like to say a big, big thank you to those that are closest to me, that listen to the show, and people that don't have never met me but wish me happy birthday. It all means so much, you know, the well wishes. Sorry if I didn't get around to responding to everyone. I can't come and die. I cannot, you know, give myself arthritis trying to respond to all of the messages then, but they were appreciated and felt, so thank you very much. Let's get straight into the show with Word of the Week. This week's word of the week is be thankful for the dickheads in your life. Be thankful for the dickheads in your life. My God makes no mistakes. He does not. I believe at points in our life, and some of us all the time, we're all dickheads, like deep down. Deep down, we all do dickhead things, movements, actions, tweets, posts. Like, we do dickhead-isms, yeah? But we have people in our life that only come into our life to be a dickhead. And I really want us to be thankful for those people. You know, like, I say this because there are people that I look back on that I'll think, oh, they're dickheads, and that. Oh, I don't hate them, but I'm like, I'll say that I hate them. I don't mean it, but I'm like, I dislike them. You know, we all have people in our lives that we dislike for whatever reason, whether it's people in our workplace that try us, whether it's, you know, people that we was entanglements with, whether it was people that we were actually in relationships with, whether it's family members, friends, you name it. Okay. We've all got someone that we think, rah, they were a dickhead. Or they are a dickhead. What I want us to do, though, is remember what the reason was why we think that person's a dickhead. And just really think back to the time that whatever happened to make you think that they're a dickhead happened. And now think about where you are now. And think about how that dickhead impacted you and what did you gain for it. Again, I go back to what I said at the beginning. My God makes no mistakes, yeah. God knew to bring a dickhead into your life. He really did. Again, another thing I say is my God, he's got bounce. He will really put a dickhead into your life just so that you can learn a couple things, either whether it's about yourself, whether it's about the world, about other people, about wherever. So I really, instead of us always hating on the dickheads, let's for once be thankful. You know, let's be thankful for the dickheads. A hard pill to swallow because, you know, we some stresses we don't like. But, you know, in life, stress actually can come in different forms. If I look back, look at just the physical body that we are in. Like if you put stress and continuous stress on a muscle, it does like tear, but it comes back stronger, more defined, more prominent, you know? So these dickheads that put us under stress, we then left them more defined, stronger, better, wiser, smarter, you know, able to endure other dickheads and other things and shine brighter. So this week, I want us to think about all the people that we normally would like hold resentment for and hold negative energy for, and actually just hold be thankful for them, really. Because I guarantee you, if you really put away your pride and think on a higher vibrational, higher spiritual level, you will be thankful for the people that have like made you feel like a piece of shit. It doesn't mean that we now have to call them and say, oh, let's hang out. No. I'm just saying be thankful for them, because also harboring that negative energy isn't impacting them. It's only making you age. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's making you age. So let's just be thankful for the dickheads this week that we've encountered. Maybe you were the dickhead, you know, especially in these lockdown times when you're not really seeing people. Maybe recently, or like whenever lockdown started for us here in the UK, March. So like, maybe you could say, I was the dickhead. So I'm grateful for me. Because I can definitely say that about myself, the things that I was doing to me that weren't serving me, be it, you know, the shit I was eating, where I was putting my dick, the coins I was spending, so silly. Like, so, I was going to say so sillily. Well, I need English class again. But, you know, the poor and unsensible, is that word? Is that a word? That the nonsensical spending I was doing during this period, you know, I've just not been doing bits of the times where I'd be inconsistent with things like workouts or things for me. I was a dickhead to me, and it's left me in a bit of a wild place where I now have 26% body fat. Oh my God. But yeah, just be thankful for the dickhead so we can eradicate that negative energy and also be reminded of the lessons that we learned, because we may have forgotten them due to that dickhead. I recently posted on my Instagram story this week, actually today, be it Tuesday, about running back to the ex that hurt me, because everyone deserves a 12th chance. Rah, yeah, that's me being a dickhead. But you know what? I did learn lessons in those times. So, and it was also just a funny little meme. But yeah, guys, that is this week's word of the week. So yeah, like I said at the beginning of the episode, it was my birthday week. That was fun. I would like to give a shout out to, you know, a baby girl called Laura and Annie and a baby boy called Edward. All three of them really came through for me and did real nice things. Also, James, my best friend, he's a real baby boy as well. Surprised me. And they just made me, they made me feel the love, and it was just amazing. And, you know, these people aren't even like related blood wise. And what they would, the love that they made me feel was just, ooh, it was just really nice things. And yeah, so shout out to them. While we're shouting out, you know, people, let's.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Segue into this week's Melanin Magnificence. So my Melanin Magnificence this week goes to a young lady by the name of Nia DaCosta. Now, Nia DaCosta is directing Captain Marvel 2, and she will be making history as the first ever black woman to direct a Marvel Studios movie. Big up yourself, and we bloody love to see it. What I would like, though, like, not to deviate, but a Storm movie. I've been saying this. I'm putting it out there in the universe. I need me a Storm movie. Like, I love, like, Storm and Wolverines is my favourite, like, Marvel characters, yeah. But we've seen Wolverine many a times, like, young, old, like, we've seen it all, but we need Storm. Anyway, back to Nia. She's done bits already. You know, she's been out here doing her thing. But yeah, she's currently making history as the first ever black woman to direct a Marvel Studios film, which is absolutely inspiring and just all nice things. So yeah, big up you. So it's now time for the part of the show where we discuss or I talk about things that have interested me, you know, in pop culture and all of that. This week, it's time for Miles Measures. So I was doing a little scroll and I saw on UK Gossip TV that an officer may be being sacked for sticking a 7p carrot barcode on a Krispy Kreme donuts box. Furthermore, PC Simon Reed, an officer, by the way, with Cambridgeshire Constabulary, me, I don't know how to say this one, but he is subject to an internal inquiry over the supposed incident which happened on the 10th of February this year. The donuts were meant to be a tenner and he whacked on a 10p, what, a 7p sticker in a Tesco Extra in Cambridgeshire. He did this whilst on duty and in uniform. Can you imagine the caucasity of it? Oh my God, I just thought that was hilarious. Because I'm being honest here, in my younger days, I know I did shit like that. But that's why I'm not a police officer, okay? That's why I'm not. I know I did that once or twice. Hey, honesty. But yeah, I thought that was a very interesting and funny story. Pharrell Williams, the man who never ages, is releasing a skincare line. Now, I think that's a fucking very smart move. Like, a very, very smart move. You know, he's always in the media and being spoken about for how he always looks young and he never really changes and So to, like, build on that and, like, take it that step further and go, right, I can actually make some money here. I think that's a very, very smart move. I would try it only if after doing my research, because I'm not just going to buy anything just because it's a black person, that, nah, fam. However, if he puts in the work and, you know, gets people that know what they're doing and, you know, has ingredients which are proven to dramatically change appearance of skin or like the way it's moisturized and all of them ting there, then me, I wouldn't mind because, you know, I like to switch up my skincare regime every few months. So yeah, that could be cute. Are you guys going to do it? Would you get a Pharrell Williams facial? And I'm not talking about come on your face from him. Maybe some of you want that. I'm on about his, you know, his skincare. Because he takes care of his. Words. What else is on the cards today? For the first time ever, I think in my life, I read something that Piers Morgan said and agreed and was blown away. The fact that it came out of his long throat. So this is what Piers Morgan tweeted. He said, if Henry Cooper, Jackie Stewart and Stirling Moss all got knighthoods, can someone explain why Lennox Lewis and Lewis Hamilton haven't? Greatest British boxer and driver in history and arguably the greatest worlds ever produced. Arise, Sir Lennox and Sir Lewis. Oh. He's really trying to do anti-racist things, which I'm here for. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I agree with you, Piers. I really do. I really fucking agree with you. But also, I do know that some people have been offered knighthoods or like the things by the Queen, but they're like, actually, this is all a big part of white supremacy. It's upholding it and me being a part of it makes me complicit. And it's not really, you know, I'm not really here for it. I'm kind of anti-slavery and anti-racist. And so thanks, but like, I'm good. Like, maybe cut me a cute check. That would be real nice things. But I agree with him. It would be interesting to know if they have been offered the knighthood. But yeah, also in the news today, it was told that Lewis Hamilton has become the UK's largest influencer that is black. He is the most influencing person, black person in the UK. Now, I know he's like big and people know him that, but like, I don't know whether he's the biggest influencer, biggest black influencer or the most powerful black influencer in the UK. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. I know he's done like lots and like obviously is really good in what he does, but like I don't know. I've never really like gone out of my way to do something because I was influenced by him at all. Maybe, nah, not even. I'm trying to, because I don't even own any Tommy Hilfiger, because when I heard they was racist, I just didn't fuck with them, period. And then he modeled for them and I thought, that's wayward, but, you know, not for me, but that's what you guys are saying. Anyway, so Ticketmaster is saying that fans will need proof that they have had the COVID vaccine or a negative COVID test result to attend concerts and sports. Now, it depends what are we saying, Ticketmaster? Because like I'm here for steps to be put in place to ensure that somewhere is COVID friendly, like, or COVID free, not even COVID friendly, COVID free, anti-COVID. Yeah. However, I'm not really wanting to take this vaccine that they're saying black people should get. Like I'm not here for it. You know, I know people that have taken all the vaccines, all the jabs, their whole life, and they sick as a dog every other month. Me, I've only had a few because I lived outside of the UK for like a long time. So when like everyone was getting like needles in their arms for like God knows what, I was not. And then I've come back and I don't actually get sick too much. When I do is bad, but like I don't really get flus and, you know, them ting there. So I'm thinking, right, if I've not got COVID and we've got all of these deaths in the UK and I've not got it yet and now there's a vaccine, I'm thinking, I don't want it, man. However, the COVID test, I'm here for that. But like, how long before the event do you need to get it done by? Also, is it going to be free? Because who's paying for, because I've heard that they're like 60 quid. And, you know, if you've got a couple shows to go to, I feel like it needs to be included in the ticket price that you will get tested. That, for me, is fair. What do you guys think? Are you guys getting the vaccinations? Tweet the show. I want to actually know what percentage of our listeners are going to go get these vaccinations. Tweet the show. Let me know if you're going to get the vaccination. And obviously see, maybe I won't, if you're black or white and like male or female. I'm interested in that. But yeah, this vaccine, though, apparently is proven 95% effective in immunizing against the virus. And the UK apparently ordered 5 million doses. Not for me, thank you very much. Also, earlier on this week, Petty Patel, as I like to call her, tweeted the following. After many years of campaigning, I am delighted the immigration bill, which will end free movement on the 31st of December, has today passed through Parliament. We are delivering on the will of the British people. She, to me, is a complete idiot. Like, a complete and utter idiot. Because she still isn't accepting that the fact that this, all of these things that she's being puppeteered into executing on behalf of this wayward fucking cunty government that we've got now, she's not acknowledged that this, if this was done like before her parents, her Indian, very Indian parents came, they wouldn't be here. Okay, they wouldn't be here. Then she wouldn't be here. And you wouldn't have the opportunity you've got to be a dickhead that you are. Shout out to my brethren, Kalechi, for tweeting, I hope there's free movement between your lips, Astral, and your mother. Right. So you can go and lick out your mum, suck out your mum. But yeah, she's a waste woman. I can't believe that you actually find delight. The fact that she says like she's delighted in ending free movement. What? I think she's just an idiot and very xenophobic. And, you know, anyway, we move. What else has happened this week? That's it. So for all the people that have been affected by this pandemic, like job-wise, especially self-employed people or anyone that has ended up on Universal Credit, I'd like to inform you that Vodafone, they have actually launched a new £10 tariff for people on Universal Credit that have been affected by this. And it gives you, wait for it, unlimited data, unlimited text, unlimited internet. How amazing is that? So, yeah, if you have been affected, holler at Vodafone. I'm on 3 and I won't be leaving it. But I have been affected and I might try it, you know. I might try it if I'm allowed. But I don't think I can get Universal Credit. But we will see. McDonald's are to launch a new meat-free McPlant burger in their new menu. Interesting. It actually looks all right. And to be honest, I do like meat-free things sometimes, if they're dead. Yeah, I might give it a try. I don't know when it's coming. It's set to come in 2021 because everyone's about this vegan life. So yeah, it's already been tested successfully in outlets in Canada and trials will be widened to include Europe next year. So yeah, let me know if you guys are having a meat-free burger from McDonald's. It's called the PLT, the plant lettuce and tomato. Interesting. I'm trying to think if there's any more juicy things. I've not really been savvy to much that has been going on, other than Beyonce, Donna's Carter releasing the second drop in black of the Ivy Park stuff in black and gold. And me, I'm here for it. You know, I only got me the coral last time because I was doing sensible. But I might get me the coat because I might get me the coat and then the all-in-one. Either the... I'm definitely going to get me the coat in the black and then one of the something because black bangs and I was good last time. I only got me the one like piece or set. And so I feel like I'm going to... I'm going to get me some. Did any of you guys get any of the first drip? Or are you going to get the second? Let me know. Let me know. Tweet the show at Get the Belt Pod. And let's have a little talk. I want to see you guys in your things. Also, very big up to the people that shared on Instagram that they got their hoodies, their Nice Things hoodies and the Melanin Magnificence hoodies. They will be back in stock from next week. So place your orders. And yeah, just look fucking sexy in your Get the Belt merch. So Michelle Williams has released the book finally. That is the Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child. It's called Checking In. She posted on Instagram saying, "I've been so excited to share the name of my book, the book cover and pre-order link. I started this process in 2019 and now we are finally here. My new book, Checking In, will be available May the 25th in 2021. I share all parts of my story, the good, the bad and the ugly. I am a transparent person and I leave nothing unsaid. I have stuff for the nosy folks too." She's funny. I'm going to read this because I know that she's going to be speaking about Beyonce and that. She says she don't leave nothing out. And we know that that's the main tea. That's the real tea that people want to hear. So I'm going to be getting that. I feel really like that is it for this week. I know it's quick, but not much is going on. Like, not much is going on. Oh, that's it. Because I was going to give him the belt, but I gave him the belt, like, on last week's episode. But it wasn't released because of Wahala with, Wahala, 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 Wahala. But basically, that the rapper M24, basically... You know what? Let me... I'm going to give two belts this week. And I'm gonna put last week's recording of me giving him the belt attached to who I give the belt in, attached to who I give the belt to this week. Like, it'll be a double belted show this week. But yeah, that's really it in like pop culture for me. Oh, I've just seen Beyonce has done a picture and she looks fucking tremendous. Ooh. Also, to my fellow Beehive, what is Beyonce doing? She's saying Bayhive instead of B. She knows it. She's trolling us. She was like, "Oh yeah, I need you to bay this and bay that." And I was like, "Hun, why are you trying us? You're really trying us." But yeah, we move. That is it for this week's Mars Measures. Short but sweet. I didn't really have much to chat about. But yeah, let's move into the section where we cuss people that need to get cussed out. It's time for Get the Belt. So my belt goes out to a rapper. I think this nigga's from the UK. Yes, he is. He is. He goes by the name of the M27. No, the wrong one. M24. Have you heard of him? M24. No, because I swear he's from Brixton. Is a town called Brixton, Angel Town? I didn't know who he was, but I didn't know who this little boy was either. Apparently, he's a drill rapper. M24, he's got many, many followers, you know. An incident took place on Halloween where he was sat, from the looks of it, he posted to his Instagram story. It was on Halloween, he sat in his car and it was like, on the opposite side of the street, there was like these three, four white boys, and they was dressed up in the Halloween shit, and they had, I think, the majority of them had women's clothes on and were dressing like a female representing or female portraying character, their costume or whatever. And he goes to Instagram to say, "Yo, yo," he's calling them out, the guys, "Yo, yo, yo. You know where you are, you know. You're in A-Town, you know. This is Angel Town. You can't be doing these things there, you know. You get run out. Like, take that. Like, you can't do that here. Like, on some gay shit. Like, what. Right. He got backlash for this. Because people were like, "Rah, you're really just out here being homophobic and whatever." Now, I don't know if the men were gay that were dressed in these clothes. The reason why I don't is because you can't just say because of the way someone dresses that they like doing whatever. Let's go back again. Wow, the DLs have really stolen this show. Let's go back to the DLs. If we're going on the way that you dress, that I can tell your sexuality. A lot of these DL man dress road. Again, another term, trade. They're called trade. Yeah, trade. They look like road men. They're not out here in skinny jeans and a shiny boot and, you know, looking whatever you want to deem as femme or put together, whatever. Some of these DL's men be looking straight as you like them, but the way their ass will plummet on my dick is nothing straight about it. So these men that you've seen, no matter what they're wearing, dresses or whatever, you cannot say because you're wearing this means you like this. Because if we were to say the same about other people, it don't make sense. So even then, you're stupid and dumb in your head to think that just because of the way someone looks or dresses, you can now say that means this. Because if you want to then take this further, are you not going to be the same black man that will say, oh, just because I'm wearing my Adidas tracksuit in Selfridges, what you think, man's broke because of the way I'm dressing? So rah, two twos, you are now seeing man on the street dressing a certain way and making your own assumptions. Are you a dickhead, fam? Are you a dickhead? Are you okay? And do you want to know how further idiotic you are? You did that on fucking Halloween. When people fucking dress up. Are you okay, bruv? How sour are the plantains that your mum fries for you to have you coming up with such idiocracy? Are you okay? On a whole Halloween, brother. Are you all right? Are you okay? Rah. In A-Town or whatever. You are so dumb. You are so dumb. And obviously homophobic. You're dumb and you're homophobic. And hell, you probably the same nigga that be telling the dicks that you sit on. You know, man's not DL in it. Man's just, you know, only certain people know. And then go post a foolishness on that on your Instagram. Casual homophobia. But you'll be the first person to pipe up for casual racism. Are you all right? You're probably the same man that sees this vaccine and goes, oh, no, fam, I'm not taking that. I'm not getting that injected into me. But you're the same buffoon that will snort cocaine from some next man from a fucking scientist. I need M23 or M24, M25 or whatever it is to go back home, have a sit down, turn off the gay porn sites, read some Bible, read some books, and really take this time, this peer pandemic, to educate himself on not being an utter dickhead. I just can't get over the fact that it was Halloween. It's the fact that it was Halloween for me. It's the fact that it was Halloween for me that you was out here saying, what you doing like that? Wow. This little boy. But anyway, yeah, M25, you get the fucking belt for your absolute sheer stupidness. You get the belt. Oh, okay, so that was my belt from last week. This week, I would like to give the belt to this racist country, Great fucking Britain. We like to always say, oh, Great Britain isn't racist, it's not racist. Oh, we don't see colour. Oh, it's America. And then Sainsbury's post an advert, a very, very cute advert of a family, a black family, just celebrating Christmas, you know, just having some jokes, just smiling. Black people smiling and laughing and being festive. And boom, here we see racism. On Twitter and on Instagram, the comments have been flying up and down. Oh, I'm not shopping at Sainsbury's anymore. I want to see myself. I want to be resented. I want to be represented. I don't identify with this. I don't identify with that. Why is it BAME people all the time? But what is your problem? At one point, we've seen adverts with fucking aliens. Where were you piping up then? You weren't piping up then. All of you man that say, oh, you don't see colour, it's not a thing. All of a sudden now you see black faces smiling on TV celebrating Christmas. Now you can see colour and now you're mad. Why are you mad? Because why? Because racist. Because fucking racist. What is your fucking problem? What is your problem? You see adverts with Africans or anyone of colour that, you know, are struggling and need help and need this and need that, and all send £2 a month and you're fine. You're absolutely fine. You see black people represented via, like, in hoodies and in gang culture shit and all that fucking wahala. You're fine with it. But you see black families just being normal and happy, and you're mad. You hate it. You hate it. Why do you hate it? Because you're fucking racist. So I am very much here for the advert. I love it. My local Sainsbury's sees me all the time. I can't wait to start going into Sainsbury's, especially in this pandemic, and see less of you racist cunts there. Like, I really am looking forward to it, you know? And to be honest, I feel like I'm a more valuable customer than you. Like, I spend my money well in Sainsbury's, you know? I go to the pasta section, I get the pasta. I get my coconut milk, you know? Every now and then I might even take a trip to the clothes aisle and get some socks, you know? I love a sock. You know, I'm in the frozen section sometimes getting my spinach for my smoothies and my frozen fruits. And you'll also see me in the world food section buying seasoning, you know, making sure the vegetables that I purchased in the vegetable aisles taste nice or have taste, period. And you don't, you know, you don't. So wherever you go to shop, I'm glad it's not in my Sainsbury's. I'm very glad. It is also very telling of the state of this country. It is very, very telling, very telling. We're always saying that the UK isn't racist and there's not this and there's no that, but there fucking is. You see a black family smiling and you are mad. You are mad. You are outraged. You're outraged. All of you lot that have shit to say about just seeing a black family being represented in a nice, positive way, you all get the fucking belt. Well, that's it for this week. Short and sweet. I'm back. It was my birthday. Didn't really have much to talk about because, you know, fucking lockdown and all of that. I hope everyone is keeping sane in this lockdown. I know it's very difficult. Even me, during this podcast, I had to take, like, a little break just before I recorded, sorry. Because I was like, well, I'm just not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. It's week two of lockdown. We've got two more to go, and hopefully things will get easier, more bearable. But, you know, always remember that you've got a place here if you want to offload and just speak how you feel. If you want to give someone the belt, something that's cussing you out, anything, please write into the show. I'd love to hear from you. I absolutely love it. Contact the show at contact@getthebeltpod.com, and we can read out whatever it is you would like to send. If it's not wayward, then I will read it out. Thank you for all the love and the support again. Thank you for the birthday wishes. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Short and sweet, short and sweet. And yeah, I will see you guys next week. You've been listening to Get the Belt, and I've been Miles. No, that was the wrong way around. I have been You've been listening. Oh, my days. Are you all right, Miles? Okay, right. For the last time, I've been Miles Hart, and you have been listening to Get the Belt.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.